nominated for several Academy Awards, a new film goes into the dark history of Brazil's military government, providing an unsettling account of a culture of secrets built around corruption and violence. The film The Secret Agent focuses around the story of a technology expert on the run who has returned to his hometown of Recife to reunite with his son. Stephen Hill asked the winner of the Best Director at Cannes, Kleber Mendoza Filho, why he chose to set a film in such turbulent time in Brazilian history.
Well, I think each film is a challenge, and I think the biggest challenge for me in The Secret Agent was to rebuild a sense of time. I was 9 years old in 1977. It's probably the first year that I can actually remember, even if it's still a little foggy. But I remember the tone of my country, the atmosphere, and the colors, and even some of the smells. These are things that won't go away. I did not set out to make a reconstruction of some historical incident. I set out to make a film which comes from my own memories and from memories I borrowed from other older people, from things I read in newspapers and things I found out about and doing research for the film. But above all, it's very much a film about memory. I think a very strong element as I was writing the script was the understanding that in 1979, the Brazilian military regime, they decided to give themselves a pardon, and that was the amnesty law. So all the violence, all the destruction of so many families, assassinations and kidnappings they had been perpetrating for a number of years since 1964, when the military coup took place, they decided to pardon themselves. And I really think that the amnesty law gave Brazil quite a scar. It's something that we're still having to deal with.
So as you said, this film very much focuses on the violence at the heart of the dictatorship. From the opening scene, it's established the value of life is very low when Marcelo arrives at a petrol station and there's a dead body covered in cardboard, and the police are indifferent about dealing with this. This year we've seen Walter Salles' I'm Still Here, which offers a personal account of an ordinary family living under dictatorship. And it seems a time in Brazil where it is important to challenge the certain nostalgia that exists on the political right about the history of the dictatorship. Was this film aiming to publicly combat that perception by showing the disorder at the heart of a system that tries to control all by physical force?
Well, I think the starting point is to tell a story which takes place in 1977. And I think that if you're honest and if you're very straightforward about looking at the past and looking at Brazil at a certain point in time, you will end up making something which is critical, because that's how things used to be back then. Unfortunately, a lot of the logic that it still exists in Brazil, it remains pretty much the same, particularly when we went back with the election of Bolsonaro. We probably went back 3 or 4 decades in terms of the development of good democratic ideas about living in society. Suddenly, I was hearing things that I hadn't heard in many, many years.
So what I also enjoy about the film is the way it also functions as a time capsule back to this era. We witness all the old cinema palaces in Recife. You're screening some of the totemic films of the 1970s. We witness the way in which culturally these stories transmit to the public. This is shown with the associations emanating from Steven Spielberg's blockbuster Jaws. That the Jaws narrative, it exemplifies the sort of fear and paranoia of a time of random violence. And it's obviously alluded to with the opening parts of the film where you have the discovery of a shark-eaten leg.
Well, I really believe that when you tell a story from a certain moment in history, we look at culture as timestamps. And for myself, I was a cinephile as far back as I can remember. Jaws, for example, was a huge popular phenomenon all over the world. And it was no different in Brazil, of course. And I happen to live in a city which has its own history with sharks. We've had many, many attacks over the last 35 years. Over 30 deaths. Putting together the amazing pop phenomenon of Jaws with Recife's own shark history. So I came up with one of the many different stories in the film. But I also, since I'm in Sydney, I should point something out. When I was doing research for the film, I discovered a story which I think dates back to maybe the 1940s or maybe the 1930s in Sydney, when a shark was caught. And when they did the autopsy, they found a human leg inside that shark. And that was one of these things that you catch in old newspapers. And it was something that really caught my eye. And I thought that it would be a really interesting starting point to tell the story of my own film.
Stephen Hill talking to Kleber Mendoza-Fila, who was awarded the Best Director Prize at Cannes for his film The Secret Agent, with the leading actor, Wagner Moura, recently winning Best Actor at the Golden Globes. The Secret Agent is currently screening at cinemas across Australia.